The MTA says it's in the black with a $13.5 billion budget board members approved today. But WNYC's Kate Hines reports that the MTA's financial well-being is built on assumptions about labor costs.
Transit workers have been without a contract for 2 years. Union members rallied outside the MTA's December meeting and used the public comment period inside to make their case. Local TWU President John Samuelson says the transit authority's claim it can't afford raises is indefensible.
We're certainly not looking for the stars. We're looking for raises that keep up with the cost of living.
But MTA Chief Tom Prendergast says there can be no raises without givebacks.
For every point that we agree to in a wage increase, if it's not funded with some kind of work rule changes that we can fund it in, a net zero, every 1% is $50 million.
Prendergast pointed out that MTA staffers also haven't received a raise in 5 years. For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.